بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected علماء الكرام، elders and brothers, young ones, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Being the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, we will start, inshallah, tonight's program with a Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "Inna min ash-shi'ri hikmatan." In verses of poetry, there is a lot of wisdom. In some verses of poetry, there is a lot of wisdom. And this singing to the Naat Sharif and reciting the Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and listening to it is the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. On one occasion, Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Abu Sufyan, who was not a Muslim at that time, he sang disgraceful verses of poetry disgracing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was not a Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit, who was famous as Sha'ir Rasul, the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Hassan, stand up and answer him in your verses of poetry. In other words, sing the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's what Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu did. When he read, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنٌ وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. Those were verses of poetry in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That more beautiful than you, no eye has ever seen. And no more wonderful than you has any woman ever given birth to. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبِ. And you have been created free of any type of defect. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. As though, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have been created as you wished. You told, as though it is like this, that you told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to create you. What a great verse of poetry. So nevertheless, these verses of poetry and listening to them, reciting them, it is a sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. On one occasion, he told Hazrat Hassan ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu to recite verses of poetry. So he said he recited one. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I recited one verse of poetry. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read more. And then he said, read more. And then he said, read more. He says, "Hatta anshattu mi'ata baytin," until I recited 100 verses of poetry in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is not something that is not established in the Sharia. It is something that is established and something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has even mentioned. It is a hadith of Bukhari Sharif that inna min ash-shi'ri hikmatan. In verses of poetry, there is great wisdom. So we will recite this verse, these verses of poetry in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which were compiled by Sayyid Nafis Shah Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, who passed away perhaps a month and a half back. We might have seen on the board as well, who was a very, very pious person, scholar, from Lahore in Pakistan. He has written, Ey Rasul-e Ami, Khatamul Mursani, Ey Rasul-e Ami, خاتم المرسلین، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں، ہے عقیدہ یہ اپنا بس صدق و یقین، ہے عقیدہ یہ اپنا بس صدق و یقین، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں، تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. Recite Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least once.
Dast qudrat ne aisa banaya tujhe jumla ausaf se khud sajaya tujhe دست قدرت نے ایسا بنایا تجھے جملہ اوصاف سے خود سجایا تجھے اے ازل کے حسی اے ابد کے حسی اے ازل کے حسی اے ابد کے حسی تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں بزم کونین پہلے سجائی گئی بزم کونین پہلے سجائی گئی پھر تیری ذات منظر پلائی گئی سید الاولی سید الآخری سید الاولی سید الآخری تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تیرا سکہ روا کل جہاں میں ہوا تیرا سکہ روا کل جہاں میں ہوا اس زمین میں ہوا آسمان میں ہوا کیا عرب کیا عجم کیا عرب کیا عجم سب ہے زیر نگی تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں مصطفیٰ مجتبیٰ تیری مدح و ثنا مصطفیٰ مجتبیٰ تیری مدح و ثنا میرے بس میں نہیں دسترس میں نہیں مصطفیٰ مجتبیٰ تیری مدح و ثنا میرے بس میں نہیں دسترس میں نہیں دل کو ہمت نہیں لب کو یارا نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں اے رسول امی خاتم المرسلین تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں کوئی بتلائے کیسے سراپا لکھوں کوئی بتلائے کیسے سراپا لکھوں کوئی ہے وہ کہ میں جس کو تجھ سا کہوں کوئی بتلائے کیسے سراپا لکھوں کوئی ہے وہ کہ میں جس کو تجھ سا کہوں توبہ توبہ نہیں کوئی تجھ سا نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں اے سراپا نفیس انف سے دو جہاں اے سراپا نفیس انف سے دو جہاں سرور دل برا دل بر عاشقا ڈھونڈتی ہے تجھے میری جان حزین ڈھونڈتی ہے تجھے میری جان حزین تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں اے رسول امی خاتم المرسلین تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں ہے عقیدہ یہ اپنا بس صدق و یقین تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں الحمد للہ
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا آمنت أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers, young ones, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We all know that we are in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and it is the 12th night of Rabi'ul Awwal, which many people around the world consider to be the night in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. And all over the world, there are seerat conferences that take place, seerat jalsas that take place, seerah broadcasts that take place, bayans that take place all over the world. Especially in our Indo-Pak, in the subcontinent, and now a lot in our country as well, where the Mubarak Tazkira, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his way of life, his methodology, his goals are discussed. And indeed, there is no doubt that in discussing the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in discussing how he lived his life, how he related to people, how he spread the message of Islam, what type of a father he was, how he conducted business transactions, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with his fellow brothers, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam handled his family life, how he led from the top as the ruler of the state. In all these things, there is a lot of barakat. And why should there not be barakat when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing him in the Quran Sharif, that وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you to this world except as a mercy for all the alams, for all the realms, whether it be the fish in the sea, then your birth and your coming into this world is a mercy for the fish in the sea. Whether it be the ants in the ant holes, then the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mercy. How often haven't we heard from this very same pedestal, where Hazrat Maulana always mentions, na masjid na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla na kaaba na makkah madina, na masjid na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla na kaaba na makkah madina, gar Muhammad na hote to kuch bhi na hota, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That nothing would have been created had it not been for Allah, that had it not been that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to be sent. So nevertheless, the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a great mercy for the worlds, for the nabatat and jamadat, for the plants and the stones, for the planets and the sun and the skies and the stars and the moon and everything. The coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a great, great mercy unto mankind, unto the entire world. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And indeed, if there was a concept of celebrating the birthday of any person in Islam, if there was a concept of celebrating the birthday of any person, then no one's birthday would have been more worthy to be celebrated than the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But, in the words of Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatum, he says, Lekin darasal, ye deen, jo Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne hame aur aapko, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke zariya ata farmaya hai, wo deen darasal, rasmi karwaiyo se bala bara tar hai. But, he says, the deen, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me and you with, through that very same rahmatul lil alameen, through that very same Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that deen is far beyond just the celebrating of some rituals. Ye deen darasal amal ka deen hai. Isme tamam tor zor amal par hai. This deen, in fact, is beyond the celebrating of any rituals, and in fact is a practical deen. A deen which is for us to practice. And it is for this reason that despite such a great event taking place, such a great event has taken place, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wiladat ba sa'adat, his noble birth, which was a mercy for the man, for all the worlds. At the time of his birth, the fire that was burning in Persia for 1,000 years was extinguished just by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being born. The pillars of the palaces in Kisra in Syria, they fell down when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just born in Makkah Mukarramah. Despite such a great event taking place, never do we find in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he ever celebrated his birthday or encouraged the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum to celebrate his birthday. And after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, then the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum lived, some of them, until 100 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those Janisar Sahaba, those Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anyone can ever claim. They would not let the Mubarak spit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touch the ground. When he was making wuzu and he would spit out the water after gargling, Rasulullah, those Sahaba would not let that spit even touch the ground. They would gather it before it could touch the ground and wipe it upon their clothes. Those Mubarak Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who are ready to sacrifice 1,000 drops of their blood for 1 drop of the perspiration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those Sahaba Ikram who, when the links of the helmet got stuck in the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabi takes it out with his teeth and his front 2 teeth fall off without any anesthesia. Those Sahaba Ikram who defended Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their hands and their body until their hands became paralyzed with the wounds of the spears and arrows. Those Sahaba Ikram, can anyone claim to have more love than them? They also never ever celebrated the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And thereafter, the Tabi'in and Tabi'e Tabi'in,
regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, that the best of nations is my nation, the time and era in which I am in, myself and the Sahaba, and then the ones after them, and then the ones after them, the Tabi'een and Tabi' Tabi'een. Never is it found in their lives also that they ever celebrated the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. According to them, the question was not that on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal have we sung some praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, have we marched in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, have we given some gifts and made an Eid out of it. This was not the question. According to them, the question was, and they, every second of their lives, every month of the 12 months of the year, every day of those months, and every hour and every minute of those hours was spent, was the mujassam tazkira of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a personification of the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, the actions emulated the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to such an extent that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is traveling from Makkah and Medina, between Makkah and Medina, and he sits down in one place under a tree. He sits down and he gets up. That is all. And when the people asked him, why did you sit here? He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam relieved himself under this tree when he was traveling. I did not need to relieve myself, but I just sat down just to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those Mubarak Sahaba Ikram, who every action was the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If I'm not mistaken, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhum, a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he is entering the masjid, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is on the minbar and he says, Ijlisu, O my Sahaba, sit down. He did not wait to enter the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He sat down where he was, lest for a second he might be counted amongst the disobedient ones. Lest for a second he might be counted amongst the disobedient ones. This was, according to them, more emphasis was laid on actions. And the limit is this, that this which is very, very famous, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, according to the historians and according to historic research, the historians have written, Allama Shibli Nu'mani, Maulana Idris Kandalwi, Allama Sayyid Suleiman Nadwi, they all have written in Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam being born on a Monday and on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, it does not work out. The more preferred view, because there are different views, some views say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born on the 3rd, others say on the 8th, some say on the 9th, and some say on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. So according to the majority of the historians, it is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born on the 8th or 9th of Rabiul Awwal. On the 8th or 9th of Rabiul Awwal. So this difference of opinion with regards to the date also being not being fixed shows that the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum did not make any concerted effort to specify one particular date upon which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born. Yes, what they made a concerted effort to verify and to safeguard was the amali teachings, was the practical teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was the practical teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Again, because this deen is not the name of some rasmi karawaya, some the practice of celebrating some rituals. It is not that. Rather, it is a practical deen. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to teach us this practice. He had sent him as a namuna, as an example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana, that, O believers, most definitely, indeed most definitely, laqad, double emphasis, there is for you in the Messenger of Allah, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a perfect example. Not only an example, a perfect example. Because it is the nature of human beings that they require an example in everything. This is the speciality of human beings. Animals are different. Look at the chick of the chicken. It comes out of the egg and then immediately it starts pecking for its food. No one has to teach it how to peck for its food. The fish, when it is born in the sea, it knows how to swim. But supposing there is a great swimmer, a very good swimmer, and he has a son that is born to him, and put that son into the ocean and see if he knows how to swim. No, he will not know how to swim until after many years he sees his father swimming and he gets a practical example from his father. Then will he know and learn how to swim. In everything that we do in this world, we need to see something. Just by learning the recipe of certain foods, we are not able to cook. We need a teacher. We need a practical example. The accountants do it when they do their internship. The doctors require a practical example when they do their medicine. And so on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us as a practical example. And together with that, he told us as well that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from amongst you. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. He has come to you from amongst you. He is a human being. He eats and drinks like you, just as how you have to eat and drink, just as how you have desires that crop up in your hearts. There are desires that come into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. He also feels hungry. He also, and this was a great ishkal that had come about, that the mushrikeen in Makkah had given, that should we follow such a person who eats and drinks and walks around in the marketplaces for his needs? So Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am sending you such a person so that he can be a practical example, so that you do not have an excuse that an angel was sent to us and an angel did not have the same feelings as us, so we could not follow him. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a behtareen namuna, a very perfect example, an excellent example. If we are fathers, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the father of Ibrahim and Qasim. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the father of Zainab and Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum and Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. If we are partners in business, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a partner in business with someone. If we are farmers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also undertaken farming in his lifetime. There is no, if we are rich, there were times when there were treasures placed at the foot of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the Muslims. And if we are poor, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is an example in that for us as well. In every aspect of our lives, there is a sterling example in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we feel hungry, then there is an example in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we want to eat, there is an example. Start with Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. Start with eating from the food that is in front of you. Start with eating with three fingers of your hand. All these are sunnats that have been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we finish our eating, recite the du'as, which are so neglected nowadays. So neglected. And this is the purpose of this Rabiul Awwal, to remind us of those teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we want to cut our hair, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that we can cut our hair in a limma, wafra, jumma. These three hairstyles, as you may put it, if we want to cut our hair, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. But it is indeed said that a poet says, ke baal angrez jaise kataye hue, baal angrez jaise kataye hue, aur daari ko bilkul mundaye hue. Baal angrez jaise kataye hue, aur daari ko bilkul mundaye hue, aur moocho ko had se zyada barhaye hue. Kya musalman ke hai ye shaya nishan? Aaj ke naujawan, sun lo meri fuga. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a perfect example for us. If we needed to cut our hair, well, we should have cut it in the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he says, baal angrez jaise kataye hue. We cut our hair when we have to, according to the hairstyles that are prevalent amongst the West. Aur daari ko bilkul mundaye hue. And we take off that sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the beard, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, and it is a hadith of Bukhari Sharif, أَوْفِرُ اللُّحَا وَحْفُ الشَّوَارِبِ, that lengthen the beard and cut the moustaches. When the people of Kisra had come, two governors of Kisra, ambassadors, had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had shaven off their moustaches, they had shaven off their beards and lengthened their moustaches. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَصَرَفَ الْوَجْهُ عَنْهُمَا, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his sight away from them. They were fire worshippers, they were not believers and they were not Muslims. They do not lay claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, they claim the exact opposite. They claim to be the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they displayed that in their actions. But despite that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face away from them. وَقَالَ مَنْ أَمَرَكُمَا بِهَذَا, and they said, that he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, that who has commanded you to shave off your beards? They said, أَمَرَنَا رَبُّنَا كِسْرَا, that our Lord Kisra has told us to shave off our beards. At this point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَكِنْ أَمَرَنِي رَبِّي, but my Lord has commanded me, أَنْ أَوْفِرُ اللُّحَا وَحْفُ الشَّوَارِبِ, to lengthen the beard and cut the moustaches. So this is what Rabiul Awwal is all about. To bring these sunnats into our life. To bring these practical teachings into our life. Then he says that we have shaven off our beards and we have lengthened our moustaches. Kya musalman ke hai ye shaya nisha? Are these the signs of a Muslim? Are these the signs of a Muslim? Aaj ke naujawan, sun lo meri fuga. O youth of today, listen to my cry, listen to my lament, listen to my complaint. When it came to truthfulness and honesty, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aap ki misal aap the. He was a sterling example again. Hazrat Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is caught by the mushrikeen in Makkah at the time of the Battle of Badr, traveling towards Medina Munawwara. He is caught by those people, by the caravan of the mushrikeen in Makkah. And they agree to release him on condition that he does not fight with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battle of Badr against the mushrikeen. And he makes this oath and pledge. He makes the oath and pledge that he will not fight with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just so that he can get released. When he reaches Medina Munawwara, then he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the entire incident. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite being only 313 in number, ill-equipped, which the Quran Sharif speaks about, لَقَدْ نَسَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ, you are very, very ill-equipped at the time of Badr. You do not have much horses. You do not have much manpower, much infantry. But still Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in those dire circumstances, where perhaps me and you would have made some hila, some way out, some ta'wil, interpretation of our oath. We would have interpreted it in order to suit our needs. At that time also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to honor his pledge. To honor his pledge. Why? Because it was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awfu bil uqood. Fulfill your contracts and your pledges. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter the house, what type of a husband was he? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and the other Azwaj Mutahharat, Ridwanallahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. What do they say? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come in with a smiling face. He would assist. He would mend his own shoes. He would mend and so stitch his own clothes. If there was a patch to be put, he would clean his own dishes. This was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the practical life. When it came to expressing his love, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when I would drink from a cup, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would search for the part from which I drank, and he would drink from that part, expressing his love. Not like our communities nowadays, in which the husband is seen as more of a general figure, like a general when he walks into the house, where everyone is terrified, the wife and the children, that Lieutenant so-and-so has entered our house. Not like that. When it came to playing with his grandchildren, then Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving a lecture on the minbar of Masjid an-Nabawi, and Hazrat Hassan and Hussein came up to the minbar, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started playing with them in the middle of the lecture. When it came to these things, showing his affection and his love in every aspect of his life, there is an example for us. It is when it comes to knocking the door. Perhaps I might have mentioned it in the hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you knock on the door, la taqulu a'aliju. Do not say, can I come in? Can I barge in? Can I just enter? Bal qulu a'adkhulu. Say, may I please enter? In every aspect, there is no other religion in which there is so much of detail with regards to the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is a universal principle. If we follow it, we will be successful. If we do not, then we will be unsuccessful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world at a time when zulm and sitam, zulm, oppression and darkness was spread all over the world. And he was given 23 years only after prophethood. Only 23 years in which to spread this message of Islam. And when he came into the world, what was the condition? A poet puts it very nicely. It is the same translation of that Hassan, Hazrat Hassan ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu's poetry in the Urdu language. He says, Badi ka dor tha har su jahalat ki ghataye thi fasad o zulm se charo taraf wahshat barasti thi khuda ke deen se na aashna makke ki basti thi gunahon jurm se charo taraf phaili hawaye thi khuda ke deen ko bachcho ka ek khel samajhte the khuda ko chhod kar har cheez ko maabood kehte the wo apne haath se pattharon ke but banate the unhi ke samne jhukte unhi ki hamd gaate the. That when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come into this world, then fasad o zulm se charo taraf phaili hawaye thi. There was mischief and corruption. There was zulm and sitam all over the world. They would make idols with their own hands. Wo apne haath hi se پتھروں کے بت بناتے تھے, انہی کے سامنے جھکتے, انہی کی حمد گاتے تھے. They would bow their heads in front of those idols. They had left the religion of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They would bow down in front of those idols. Unhi ki hamd gaate the. And they would sing the praises of those idols.
Kisi ka naam Uzza tha, kisi ko Lat kehte the. Hubul nami bade but ko, buto ka baap kehte the.
Someone's name, one of the idol's name was Uzza, and the other idol's name was Lat. And the big idol, they would call it buto ka baap, the father of all the idols.
اگر لڑکی کی پیدائش کا ذکر گھر میں سن لیتے تو اس معصوم کو زندہ زمین میں دفن کرتے تھے.
That when they would hear of the birth of a daughter in someone's house, then they would bury that معصوم child, that sinless child, they would bury that child alive. In that mahal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came.
تو اس معصوم کو زندہ زمین میں دفن کرتے تھے. ذرا سی بات پر تلوار چل جاتی تھی آپس میں تو پھر یہ جنگ ہوتی تھی نہیں دو چار کے بس میں.
On small things they would fight for not years, hundreds of years, just because one person's animal came into the other person's yard. They would fight for hundreds of years on that.
ذرا سی بات پر تلوار چل جاتی تھی آپس میں تو پھر یہ جنگ ہوتی تھی نہیں دو چار بس کے بس میں. غرض جو بھی برائی تھی سب ان میں پائی جاتی تھی.
Which whatever evil there was, it was found in that community at that time. نہ تھی شرم و حیا آنکھوں میں گھر گھر بے حیائی تھی. There was no shame. They would make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif in naked. There was no shame. The child would be born, and the woman would say that it looks like this person whom I had a relationship with, so it's this person's child. That's how it was.
Nati sharmo haya aankhon mein ghar ghar be hayai thi. Magar Allah ne un par jab apna rahm farmaya.
But when Allah intended to have mercy on mankind, to Abdullah ke ghar mein khuda ka laadla aaya. Then in the house of Abdullah was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ladla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was born in the house of Abdullah.
Arab ke log us bacche ka jab e'zaz karte the, to Abdul Muttalib qismat pe apni naz karte the.
That when the Arabs would speak and glorify this boy, then Abdul Muttalib would feel so proud that he is the grandfather of this young child.
خدا کے دین کا پھر بول بالا ہونے والا تھا, محمد سے جہاں میں پھر اجالا ہونے والا تھا.
That again the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was about to spread in the worlds, and through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the light of deen was supposed to spread. So the only time, dear friends, elders and brothers, young ones, we are going to become successful again is if we practice upon the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the most important thing. Perhaps we can start off by rectifying our outer appearance. Making our outer appearance like the outer appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many say that, Maulana, the heart must be clean. The heart must be clean. Indeed, the heart must be clean. But don't we show any importance to the outer appearance as well? If we have to buy a banana from the fruitmonger and it is black on the outside, the fruitmonger can take 1,000 qasams and say it is sweet on the inside, but would we buy that banana? We have shown importance to the outside, haven't we? At least if our outside, it is easy to rectify the outside. It is quicker to rectify the outside. At least if we rectify the outside, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be able to say the verse of poetry of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi.
Tere mehboob ki ya Rab, shabahat leke aya hoon. تیرے محبوب کی یا رب شباہت لے کے آیا ہوں، حقیقت اس کو تو کر دے میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں.
At least we will be able to say that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have brought the outer appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You make it the reality. میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں. I have only brought the outer appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this 23 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such a change in their lives. Why? Because those people whom he was with, those who claimed, accepted his message and claimed to love him, they displayed the practical implications of that love. They displayed the practical implications of that love. And in that short span of 23 years, the whole of the Arabian Peninsula was echoing with the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas we saw on the one side, what type of problems there were in the time of Jahiliyat. After that, a woman could walk for hundreds of kilometers on her own and no one would even lift up and stare at her, cast even a glance at her. Why? Because they were practical. And they became such that on the occasion of Hajjatul Wida, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could very proudly stand up and say regarding those 124,000 companions who joined him for the Hajjatul Wida, that ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihi muqtadaytum muhtadaytum, that my sahaba, each and every one of them, whether they accepted Islam first or afterwards, later on, ashabi kan nujum, they are like the guiding stars. Whichever one of them you follow, you will be guided. Whichever one of them you follow, you will be astonished to learn that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who has narrated the most hadith, he accepted Islam in the 6th year of Hijri, just 4 years before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Just 4 years before. 59 years of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lifetime, he did not know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not a Muslim at that time. But why? Because they were practical. If a person makes up his mind to practice upon whatever is being said, and we hear from this very pedestal that amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai na nari hai. That practice is what makes a person's life. In Urdu they say, jitni tumhari qurbani utni khuda ki meherbani. That how much we are going to sacrifice. In English it's the same thing, as you sow, so shall you reap. In Arabic, al mushahada bi qadr al mujahada. It is a universal concept in all the languages of the world. It is there that how much we practice upon our religion, that is what we will get out of it. We will see and reap the benefits. We will become successful in this world and the next. In conclusion, I like to recite a verse of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in which he explains exactly the same thing. He says that kamyabi to kaam se banti hai. Kamyabi to kaam se banti hai, na ke husne kalam se banti hai. Success is acquired through actions. Kamyabi to kaam se banti hai. Success is acquired through actions. And in the word kamyabi also is kaam. In other words, there has to be kaam. There has to be work. Na ke husne kalam se banti hai. It is not acquired by hosting huge conferences and seminars and symposiums and having big seerat jalsas if there is no action. It is not acquired. Success is not acquired like that. Zikr ke iltizam se banti hai, fikr ke ihtimam se banti hai. It is acquired by all the time being concerned about what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is directed to me at this particular time and moment. That is what deen is all about. If I am at work, then fulfilling the responsibilities of that job is my responsibility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, point in time. At that time, if I have to read Quran, I will get sin for reading Quran at that time. Deen is very, very practical. It is all about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us at a particular time. So if we just take home this one message, that the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is there to be implemented. I mean, surely Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not come into this world solely and just so that his praises could be sung all over the world and he could be given a 21-gun salute or he could be praised everywhere. This was not his objective. His objective was to send the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is another subject altogether. What his maqasid-e nabuwat, what the maqsad of nabuwat was, that لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. These four aspects, teaching the Quran Sharif, practically implementing it, teaching people the tazkiyah of their nafs, all these were amongst the maqasid of Rasulullah sallallahu. So this is the lesson that we should take from Rabiul Awwal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon whatever has been said. May He give us the tawfiq to sacrifice our lives for every sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and fill our hearts till the brim with the love, with His love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ اپنی سچی محبت عطا فرما، یا اللہ اپنا قرب نصیب فرما، اپنی معرفت عطا فرما، اپنا یقین نصیب فرما، تقوی والی زندگی عطا فرما، اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما، احسانی کیفیت عطا فرما. یا اللہ احسانی کیفیت عطا فرما، یا اللہ اپنی سچی محبت نصیب فرما، حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی محبت عطا فرما. یا اللہ اپنے ہر حکم کو بجا لانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، ہر منہی سے بچنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ہر سنت پر مر مٹنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہر سنت پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہر سنت پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ بغیر حساب کتاب کے جنت میں داخلہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ مدینہ طیبہ میں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما، بقیع کی پاک مٹی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ بقیع کی پاک مٹی نصیب فرما. یا اللہ حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما، بار بار زیارت نصیب فرما، مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ بغیر حساب کتاب کے جنت میں داخلہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم، وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم، وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم، وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.